In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. That's a great response. The words that was on the screen before the Mass starts. It's a very good beginning for each and every one of us. If God counts all our mistakes, all our sins, all our iniquities, who can stand? Who would be standing? That shows how merciful God is to us. Whatever our sins are, when we ask Him to forgive, He not only forgives, but He will never remember it again. That's how merciful God is. Let us, in that same spirit of forgiveness that God always gives us, begin by asking Him again and again, God, please forgive each and every one of us so that we can be worthy enough to celebrate this mystery of our salvation.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem. He traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 leopards met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And then he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever someone or do something good to us or to someone, as a human being, we always go back and say thank you very much. If someone give you a gift, surely you will say thank you. Or if he just leave or she just leave the gift and go away, surely one day you will find a way to say thank you to that person. And that's the same message that was being given to us from the Gospel of today. Jesus heard the yearning or the request of those 10 lepers. The sickness of leprosy in the Old Testament was a symbol of sinfulness, and that's why they were not being called members of a community. They would be isolated. There is a space, a place, or an island to let these people kept in because of this disease of leprosy. When Jesus heard the cry of these people who have this sickness, he called them in. And with the healing power that he had from God, he gave it to them. And there they were. 10 of them were healed. But only one of them who came back after he experienced the healing power of Jesus, he came back, fell in front of him, thanking him, showing him how gratitude he is because of the healing that he received. And that was not the only thing that he did. Not only he thanked Jesus for the healing power that he received, but he also remembered that all the power that Jesus have is from God. And that's why he glorified God, praising God, and give that glorification to God, back to God, because that is and where is the source of everything comes. Today, we are being reminded of all the blessings, the graces, the gift that we have been received from our God. And surely, when we are so into those gifts, sometimes we begin to forget who gave us those things. The only thing is to open, receive, and enjoy what that gift is, without thinking where was it from. The one who prepared that gift, how did he or she put his love into those gifts? Remembering the words of Teresa of Calcutta, when he saw so many sponsors giving in to help the poor and those who are in need. When she saw those many people giving in the so many gifts, she then say these words, which are in one of those bibliography or writings. She said that it's not how big or small the gift is. What is important is how much love that he put in the giving. And that's how this Samaritan look at what Jesus did to him. He not only received and experienced the healing power of Jesus, but he saw beyond the giving of what Jesus did to him. And that's why he glorified God. He saw how and Jesus acted out the love of God that God gave to him. And we are being reminded of that in all the times that we try to deepen our relationship with God in and through our prayer. When we pray, the Spirit is there to remind us how to deepen that relationship in and through thinking and meditating of how the love of God is given to us. So as what has happened to the second reading that is in what was read to us today, St. Paul advises and reminds his company or his friend Timothy to think of how Jesus acts out that love of God in him for all of us. He let known to Timothy how Jesus died on that cross and the reward that he received from God in accepting death, pain, and sufferings is to be resurrected from death. St. Paul reminded Timothy that in and through the work that Jesus did, Jesus made sure that everyone received that redemption from him. And it is the words of your work, the gospel that you spread, let known it to them that they also receive that love or the unconditional love of God. Paul also remind him of what Jesus will do for those who do not believe in him. At the very end of the second reading of today, we see how Saint Paul advises him, let the people know that if they do deny our Lord, surely the Lord denies them. And if they do not believe in them, Jesus will never be unfaithful to them. He will keep on be faithful to them because of the unbelief that they have. It might be because of no one taught them to believe in Christ. And that is your work, Timothy. Let known to them that if you believe in Christ, surely you will be saved. And that's one way of giving by Jesus his healing power to everyone who needs that healing, is to be faithful. Like these 10 lepers, they believe that it is the Lord, the Savior, the one who sent from God to give salvation. Listen to their cry. Lord, Master, Son of God, we do believe you. Have pity on us. They shout in that way because they do believe that he is the Savior. And that really connects with what St. Paul's advices that was given to his friend Timothy, to let known to the people, have faith in Christ. Even though if we deny him, Jesus will deny us. And if we do not believe in him, Jesus will still believe in us. Why? Because he wants us to be healed from all kinds of disease that we have. Disease can be also symbolize how weak we are as human beings. Disease can be symbolize also the sins that we committed day by day. And there we are. Jesus in the church today is in and through the sacrament of reconciliation. If we go and accept and enter that sacrament of reconciliation, surely all those diseases, sickness, will be healed, will be cured by our Lord in and through that repentful heart that God needs for us to have. The sorrowfulness that we have enable those sickness, illness, to be away from us. Let us be like these 10 laborers, especially this Samaritan, asking God, pleading to God, to take away all the sins that we have, so that we can be worthy enough not only to celebrate this liturgy, but to serve God more and more, not only in our workplace, but especially in our families. As the year of mercy comes to its close, let us be faithful enough to accept that mercifulness of God in and through accepting not only the forgiveness, but the grace of the sacrament of reconciliation, which is being forgiven by God, and those sins or sickness or illness will never be remembered by God. Amen.
Let us pray. We entreat your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as you feed us with the nourishment which comes from the most holy body and blood of your Son, so you may make us sharers of his divine nature, who lives and reigns forever and ever. But before giving the blessings to the parents and the children who are prepared to receive communion 2017, just a word of thanks to each and everyone who being part of this celebration. Thank you very much, and in a very special way, for the good thing that the choir did for all of us in this celebration. Can we just turn around and give a very big applause to the choir? Thank you very much. I hope during my funeral you will sing my funeral mass. I don't know when. And may I ask the whole congregation to place your hands upon the parents and the children who will be receiving communion next year.
God, our Father, we ask for your continuous blessings to all these children who are about to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist in days to come. We ask for your continuous blessings and grace to the parents, the first teachers of all these children. May their guidance, may their teachings, their acts, and their words be from you, God, who always care for them. Let their examples and good works be good examples to all these children, so that when they receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, enable them to receive with faith and knowledge according to the teachings of the Church in and through the parents. Bless them and bless all these children. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.